I just came back from my workplace 1 hour before. 1 hour before.
Ah, I see. All right. So you're tired.
So. I ate dinner with my coworkers.
Oh, I see. Hey. Did you celebrate something?
No. Just we ate dinner together.
Okay, I see. That's fun.
How about you?
I'm actually great. It's just that I'm glad because I had enough sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, and then actually I'm not yet hungry, so I didn't eat my dinner. It's because I ate I ate this heavy snack before class, that's why. Okay, so yeah, we ate together with my family just, you know, before this class. So yeah, I'm glad that we had a short bonding earlier.
That's great.
Okay, right. So, by the way, what are your plans for this, for this holiday, this coming holiday?
Yeah, for 5 days.
That's actually amazing.
I visit my relative's house.
I see.
Because of Corona, my family cannot go there.
Ah, I see. Yeah, that's the thing. So, yeah, actually, what's the difference between your celebration now and your celebration last year?
Celebration? Yeah, whenever this is our Thanksgiving, Korean Thanksgiving Day, so generally we ate some dishes, special dishes like rice cake, and we have a ceremony for our ancestors.
Do you actually do parade?
Beg your pardon?
Do you actually do parade?
Do parade? What is the meaning?
Okay, parade is actually where you a group of people walk in the street or on the street, and then
No parade.
Okay, I see.
We don't have it. We don't have this kind of culture.
Okay, I see. All right. Okay, so actually, what do you mainly celebrate during Chuseok Day?
Just we watching the moon in some part in Korea, south part of Korea. People, they like some plane. We call it Gangangseolle. Gangangseolle.
I see.
Gangangseolle is a for woman. Woman make a one round circular, shaking hand, and then they sing a song.
Oh,
and then they're watching the moon. Yeah. This is a traditional ceremony for Korean Thanksgiving Day.
I see. Well, I think that's really fun. You know, watching the moon makes everyone relax, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I see. Okay, that's great. Well, I hope you have a very nice holiday with your family.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, all right. Now, okay, are you ready to start now?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So let me share my screen. Can you see it?
Yep.
Okay, right. So actually, our topic for today is colliding black holes, okay? Actually, this is pretty interesting. I mean, it's new, you know, science. And yeah, so can you please tell me something about this article?
I just wondering, what is the colliding meaning?
Okay, colliding or collision, an instance of one moving object or person striking violently against each other or against another.
Each against another.
Just like this picture, can you see it?
Is it matching?
Kind of. It's like they join together, and then, for example, this two holes or this two circle right over here, they have different sizes, right?
Yeah, they have different sizes.
Okay, and then once they join together or they collide together, their sizes is they're actually going to make a bigger size. Okay, that makes them bigger. Bigger and as one. Okay, so the two things join together, the two things are now as one.
Yeah.
They join together. So is it clear? Okay, right. So yeah, can you please tell me something about this article?
Yeah. Albert Einstein, he was born in Germany, and then he moved to USA. Then he found the black hole, and then he make some theory.
Right.
But actually, at the time when he make a theory, everybody cannot trust it, but nowadays his theory is almost all correct.
Yeah.
So how interesting it is. Yeah, he's a we call him, he's a genius.
Yeah, actually, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Actually, you're right. And then, actually, black holes are dangerous. And then, scientists consider it to be threatening to our planet Earth. It's because once it goes near to our planet, then our whole planet will be gone at an instant. It's because it absorbs everything that is around the black hole. So meaning even light cannot escape black holes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's actually dangerous. And then scientists discovered a lot of black holes already, but the thing is, I hope, and yeah, of course, we hope that it won't go, it will not go near to our planet, right? Okay, right. Now let's go here for our debate question. So yes, should people doubt that gravitational waves exist?
Should people doubt that gravitational waves exist? Yeah. People trust it. People don't doubt it. Gravitational waves exist, that's right.
Yeah, why do you say so?
Because some product which is in high place, the product fall down. So it is a kind of evidence. So you can describe the gravitational wave.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, this kind of theory made by Newton
mm-hmm.
from England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's also the genius England scientist.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, so actually, gravitational waves are produced by, you know, colliding black holes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. And then actually, people should doubt that gravitational waves exist because in science, it is important to question the results of any findings, right? Mm-hmm. And then actually, gravitational waves are so hard to detect because they're invisible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the only thing that it's easy to detect is to observe, you know, stars around them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Now, so yeah, thank you so much for your answer, but time is already over, okay?
Okay.
Okay, right. Yeah. So yeah, thank you so much for today's class, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.